Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Now back to the man who humbly and graciously accepted this year's Small Business Journalist of the Year Award.
Who's the man? Who's the man?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after. Thank you for staying with us today. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. 800-531-3815, toll-free coast-to-coast. My website is www.jbsba.com. I'm excited about Mike Stewart being back on the show because Mike always has a great message for us. Mike is an international speaker. He's a professional sales trainer. He's a consultant to businesses large and small. He's the author of a book called Close More Sales. And he's our good friend. Mike, welcome back to the show.
Jim, thanks. It's always a pleasure to be here with you.
It's good to have you back. Mike, one of the things that I know you want to talk about today is getting our folks trained. And there's kind of an irony that goes on in business, especially small businesses. Big businesses, as you know, have almost a constant training program for all of their people. Small business owners have the opposite. Seems that we rarely train anybody, and one of the reasons is because when things are slow, we think we got the time, but we don't have the money. And when things are really going and business is great, we have the money, but we don't have the time. How do we level this out a little bit?
Well, I think we need to take a realistic look at what's really going on. You know, it's not things are tough right now. And they're tough all the way around. It's not just small businesses that are hurting. And a lot of big businesses, you're right, do train all the time. But a lot really have cut back Jim, over the last couple of years. And people I know in the training business are hurting as well. In fact, a lot of people have gotten out of this business because of that. And the message that we want to get across is this, that when things are tough, that's the time to train, because the way things are going to get better, either we can manage that, or we can just sit around and wait for the economy to get better. And our belief is that we need to be proactive and take charge and go make something happen. And in order to do that, we've got to have people who are trained to produce new business and to handle the business that we've got better than we've ever handled it before. So well, I think now is the time, you know, if things are tough, to really focus on what needs to be changed and train the people to take care of that and to do a better job of it.
Well, another thing, Mike, is quite often the business is not doing well, not because there's no business out there, but because the owners have decided that they're participating in the downturn.
Well,
you know, and you know, with a little training, with a little bit of education for your employees, and you know, a little bit of a renewed energy and direction in the company, maybe you don't have to participate in a downturn.
Well, you know, I concur with that, and there are certain things that are out of our control, and we don't need to spend our time worrying about that, and a lot of our clients tend to do that. A lot of people tend to do that. We just, you know, I don't want to say that we're a victim society, but most small business owners aren't of that mentality, but it's easy to kind of lose sight and lose focus of the real goal. And somebody said the main thing is keeping the main thing the main thing. And to me, the main thing is getting the business growing and get the business producing revenue and handling your customers really, really well instead of worrying about things that we can't control. And my thought is this, that there's somebody out there is buying.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're going to be buying, they may as well be buying from us. And so how do you change that is sit down. My suggestion is this: sit down and take a look and ask yourself this question: what would we like to see happening that's not happening now? That's a question I ask my clients before we do work with them, and that's this: what would you like to see your salespeople doing that they're not doing now? What would you like to be getting from them that you're not getting now? What would you like to see different? And that's true not just of a sales force, but of any kind of business operation. What would you like to see different? What would you like to see changed? What needs to be better? And once you can answer those questions, you can focus in on that topic or those topics and prioritize them and then do something about them.
Well, one of the things that if you do that is you're going to find that the human factor in your business is going to have to, there are probably going to have to be some changes in the human factors in your business, right?
That's exactly what we're talking about, and that's what makes the difference, Jim.
And then you're going to have to look around and say, okay, these, you know, I'm going to have to make some changes. Those people are going to have to make some changes, and we are currently not doing what we should be doing.
That's right.
And the question is, have I got the right people, or do we just not have the right kind of information for them?
Wow.
The right kind of training, right?
That's right.
All right, well, hold on to that thought. When we come back, Mike's going to tell us how to do that, how to find, how to check our people, make sure we got the right people, including ourselves, the owners. And what do we do about all that? How do we get some information into all of our heads to make a difference for the future? 20 till. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Back at 17 till. Mike Stewart is our guest and our good friend. He's the author of Close More Sales. Mike, give us your website, please.
Jim, it's www.mikestewartseminars.com.
Okay.
S-T-E-W-A-R-T.
All right. And what do we find when we get there?
Well, you'll find a list of what we do and the solutions that we offer to business owners and to sales managers, executives, and CEOs.
All right. Now, if somebody wanted to do business with you, how would they do that?
Just contact us through our website or call us at 800-422-5252.
All right. Mike, we were talking about training. We're talking about, and I really think, you know, sometimes when you say training to people, their eyes glaze over. And somebody told me once a long time ago when I started doing this show that I should never do a show on education or training, that just makes people change the dials. Well, you know, if that's how you feel, change the dials. But that's what we're going to talk about on this show because it's important for our businesses. And Mike, the thing that we were talking about is the fact that we need to decide. You said we need to decide what our company wants to be. What are we going to do? And what's it going to take to get there, including the human factor? Who are the humans that we have? Are they the right humans, and are those humans properly prepared for the job that's ahead of them?
I agree. And, Jim, there are three simple questions that I ask the clients that I work with. And, you know, when someone is not performing up to par, perhaps those questions are these. Number one, do they know what's expected? Number two, are they prepared to do it? That's the training issue.
Mm-hmm.
And number three, are the resources in place? And most times when someone is not performing and you ask those three simple questions, you'll find that the answer to all three questions is yes.
Mm-hmm.
They do know what's expected. Two, they are prepared to do it. And three, the resources are in place. If that's the case, they're choosing not to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I said in most cases you'll find that's true. And with many of the clients that I work with, that's true. It's been my experience in small business that's not necessarily true.
Right.
Even
exactly.
in large organizations, in certain areas, particularly in the area that I work in sales, very often managers, and in my small business experience, and I've owned and operated five successful small businesses, people don't know what's expected, and that's a shock to find that out. And the way you know that people know what's expected is you ask them to describe to you what they're supposed to be doing. The second thing is, do they know how to do it? Are they prepared to do it? And often they're not. They don't really understand what's involved in doing what you're expecting them to do. And that's where training comes in. And the good news is this. Training does not cost a lot of money, particularly for a small business owner. I mean, I've been a small business owner. I couldn't afford to bring someone in from the outside. So I did the training myself.
Mm-hmm.
And you say that people glaze over when you talk about training and you talk about education. And I can assure you that's not just true of small business owners. That's also true of many executives and sales managers. That's the market that I generally work with. And their eyes do kind of glaze over, and I tell the groups I work with, if there's one area in which I see sales executives and managers not doing as good a job as they need to be doing, it's in the area of training.
Mm-hmm.
And to be a good trainer, you know, it's pretty simple. You just need to know what needs to be done, and you just communicate that to the people that you're training. And the good news for small business owners and managers alike is this, that the two most important people in the world, the people who are working for you, is their most significant other, who that might be personally, and then you as their boss, their owner, their manager.
Mm-hmm.
And so the connection is already there.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't cost an outlay of cash in order to do a good job of training. It just costs a reallocation of time and personal resources, and you've got to make it a priority.
Yeah, that's well said, Mike. And one of the things that that small business owners, for some, I don't know why, but they just, I think that they don't realize that being in business is a discipline. It is a profession. I mean, I really think that that's a connection that isn't made. For example, if you were looking for a minister for your church, you would want to know what the credentials of that person. What is their training? What's their background? If you're looking for a doctor, when you go in your doctor's office, you want to see all kinds of impressive credentials on the wall, don't you?
Yes.
If you look for an attorney, if you look for an accountant, you're probably going to want one that's got CPA after his or her name. So why would you ask somebody to be a professional business person, either a clerk or a salesperson or a manager? Why would you ask those people to do what you want them to do and not allow them to hang some credential on their wall?
Well, that's an interesting comparison, because in most professions, there is a, as you said, there's a discipline. My wife, Barbara, is an excellent, outstanding real estate agent. She's earned the highest award for real estate residential sales here in Atlanta. And she's got to go to training constantly to stay up to speed. And, you know, in the area of sales, there's no discipline that's formalized where there's continuing education.
No CEUs, right?
And the same thing is true of small business owners. And so you're right, it is a discipline. And to me, that discipline goes here. And to everybody listening, this is what I would say. Just pause and think for a minute about what needs to be changed in your business, and identify those areas that need to be changed as soon as you can.
And when we come back, well said, Mike, and when we come back, folks, we're gonna maybe identify a few of those areas and give you some ideas on how to do that, how to make those changes. Stay with us. We'll be right back. It's 10 Till. Mark Knopfler will take us out. We're back. It's 7 till. Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Mike Stewart is our guest. He's the author of Close More Sales. And the website is MikeStewartSeminars.com. Mike?
That's right.
And you're available for speaking, for training. You've got an organization there that will help people follow through on some of the things we've been talking about, right?
That's exactly right.
Mike, let's peel this onion back a little bit and see what's inside, and let's talk a little bit specifically about some things that maybe some people might be having a challenge with. Let's say, for example, I'll do mine first, then you can do one. Let's say that they don't have enough sales, and you and I are helping them brainstorm, and the first thing out of anybody's mouth is, well, the economy's off.
Well, I understand, and that is the first thing that people say, and they say that all over the country. But, you know, my view is this, Jim, somebody's buying.
Yeah.
And if they're going to be buying, they might as well be buying from us, and so ask the question why they're not spending their money with us, and they're not spending money anywhere is what I hear, and, of course, that just is not true.
Well, and what I'm going to ask is, well, are we sure that that's a reason, or is it just an excuse?
Well, I hate to say this, but too often it's just an excuse. You know, our main area of specialization is a topic called sales call reluctance. We've talked about it on your show before.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the hesitation to initiate contact with prospective buyers in sufficient numbers to be successful. And people in retail often make the excuse that they can't control that. You know, who's coming into their store? They're there, and they blame the location. They blame the economy, and it's a matter of accountability and asking yourself, what can I do to make a difference? Now, I've owned two retail stores myself, and I got in my car and went out into an area of a commercial area, and then I parked and walked from one office to the next, inviting people to come to my business. And we were highly successful in generating new business that way. And I recommend that strongly to most anybody who's in the retail business.
Now, let's say that, this example could be in the accounting area, it could be in delivery, it could be in warehouse management, it could be in administration, it could be a lot of different areas. But let's say that we've asked the question, why aren't we successful? And we've been given an answer, and we've gotten their attention when we said, is this an excuse or a reason? And they've said, okay, well, maybe it's just an excuse. Okay, I'll do better. And then you have to say, all right, now I've got their attention, but do they have what they need to be successful? Have I done my job as the owner to give them what they need to be successful? Because is it fair for me to fire them when the truth is I've given them a job to do, but I haven't given them the tools to do it?
And haven't prepared them to do it properly, and I agree with that 100%. And a big part of giving them what they need, Jim, is leadership and leading by example. You've got to set the example for the people who are working for you.
Mm-hmm.
I know Brian Tracy, and and we were talking. Pardon me?
He's been on the show.
Yeah, and we were talking one time, and he said, you know, there's a question I love to ask my clients, and it's this: if the people working for me did what I did, how much more successful would they be, or would they be less successful?
Mm-hmm.
And so setting the example is very important. That begins with attitude. And if, as managers and leaders and owners, we're complaining about the economy and how bad things are, guess what? Our people are going to feel the same way, and that's the attitude they're going to take. And if we go in there with an attitude of enthusiasm and ask, what can be changed? What can we do to change our situation and our condition? And let's examine that and take an objective, enthusiastic approach toward it. There's a lot can be different. A lot can be changed.
Mm-hmm. Well, absolutely. And, you know, the thing is it's not enough just to go in there with a rah-rah attitude and, you know, and say, you know what, wait a minute, we're not going to let you get away with this. You've got to perform. And all you're going to do is create a bunch of frustration, aren't you?
That's absolutely true.
But if you go in and say, look, we're all better than this. We're going to be better than this. And here's what I'm doing to make us better.
Let me show you how.
Right. I'm going to invest in you.
Yes, and you know, that's something I love to say is this: that thinking about it and talking about it are not the same as doing it.
Say that again.
Thinking about it and talking about it are not the same as doing it.
Yeah. Well said, Mike. Good job today. Thank you very much for being here. Close More Sales is the book. It's available at MikeStewartSeminars.com. Thank you, Mike. Good job today.
And at Amazon.com. Also.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right, Amazon.com.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Mike. See you next time.
Thanks, Jim.
Mike Stewart, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, because without your courage, hard work, and devotion to your dreams, America would not be the greatest entrepreneurial country in the world. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.